25-year-old Bilal Betka is accused of fighting for a terror organisation in Al Raqqa province in Syria. In December 2014, the Minister for Foreign Affairs declared the province as an area where a listed terrorist organisation was engaging in hostile activity. The declaration was revoked last month, according to the federal government. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told the ABC police have known about Mr. Betka for a long time.
There's been a long-run investigation, and there was an offence created that said if people went to a prescribed area, that is, if they went to an area within that war zone that had been prescribed under the Act, then they committed an offence.
Police say Mr. Betka is the first Australian-based person to be charged with incursion into foreign countries with the intention of engaging in hostile activities. The crime carries the maximum penalty of life imprisonment. He's also been charged with entering and remaining in a declared area, an offence which carries a maximum of 10 years in prison. His neighbours say they're surprised by the charges.
As far as I know, there've never been any trouble in our street. They've been really supportive to all their neighbours.
Very quiet.
My son went to school.
Known him for over 10 years. Okay. Went to school with my stepson.
His lawyer, Ivan Saeed, requested the matter be adjourned to Parramatta Local Court for a release application. Court documents reveal Mr. Betka lives with his mother and is the father of an infant who lives with an ex-partner. A document outlining police reasons for denying bail reveals he also has a domestic-related offence before the courts. Clive Williams is a visiting professor at the Australian National University and an expert in terrorism and counter-terrorism. He says authorities face many challenges in proving such cases.
It's proved very difficult in the past to put together charges for cases of people being in Syria. So my suspicion is that somebody has rolled over and is prepared to give evidence against Bilal Betka.
The Home Affairs Department says more than 100 Australians remain overseas in Syria and Iraq fighting with IS. So far, 40 have returned home. Professor Williams expects more to return.
That there'll be a lot more people obviously leaving Syria over the next several months. Many of them will be killed in Syria, but many foreign fighters will make their way out and try to get home. So we can expect to see more foreign fighters coming back to Australia.
Mr. Betka was arrested as part of an ongoing investigation into money laundering, which has already led to 3 arrests.